Okay, we find ourselves in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom of the skinny lines. The last word in the skinny line is Va'amar. Va'amar Rav Elazar. Kisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Posek Gedula La'adam Posek Levanav Uvnei Vanav Ad Sof Kol Adoros. That is amazing. When God gives decrees goodness to a person, He decrees goodness to that person's children, and to their lineage all the way until the end of the generations. So once you get on the good book, right, you know, then you're in. You're in. That's it. Shenemar vayoshivum lenetzach vayigbohu. Right? So God, he writes, he sits them, you know, lenetzach vayigbohu forever. V'im, but look what the Gemara says next. V'im hegis dato HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashbilo. But if you start to feel haughty, say, oh, look at me, I'm a big shot, you know, at any point in the line, it seems like, then God brings you back down. Shenemar v'im asurim v'zikim. Right? V'es ma'amar Mordechai Esther osa. Back to the Megillas Esther, the Megillah says that Esther listened to Mordechai's biddings, right? So Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Shahisa Maret Dam Nida Lachachomim, Kasher Haisa Bamano Ito, that when she was even with in Achashverosh's palace, she was still keeping the laws of Nida. Amar Rabba Bar Lima, Shahisa Omedes Mechekel Shal Achashverosh, Vitoveles, Vyosheves Mechekel Shal Mordechai. That is astonishing, no? That while she was living with Achashverosh, she was still going back to Mordechai. Doesn't seem so safe, if you ask me, but that's what that's astonishing, right? But that's what the Gemara says, that she was going back to Mordechai while she was still living with Achashverosh. Now, by Yamim Ahim, and in those days, right, Mordechai Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech, Mordechai was sitting outside the king's gates, Katsaf, big son of Seresh, so big son in Seresh, tried to kill the king. So Amar Rebbe Chiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Hiktiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adon Al Avodav, Lasos Vitzon Tzadik. It happened that God made the master angry at his servants in order to perform the will to do a miracle for a tzaddik. Umanu, who was that? Yosef. Shenamar v'shamitanu narivri. You remember, right, that Paro, the master, he got angry at his servants, the Sarah Ophim and the Sarah Mashkim, and that assisted and helped Yosef. But the reverse happens sometimes too. Avodim al adonehem, that servants get angry at their master, lasos leis na tzaddik, in order to do good for the righteous. Umanu, and that was that Mordechai, right? Right, that big son in Seresh got upset at Achashverosh, and that enabled Mordechai to, and Esther, for that matter, right, to bring about the salvation for the Jews. Amar Rav Yochanan said, big son in Seresh, Shnei Tarsiim Havu. They were two people from Tarsi. I'm not sure exactly where that is on the map. You know where it is, Judah? I don't know. Okay, fine. All right, good, good, good. Vayum asaprim belosh and torsi, and they had their own language, right? So they were talking in their language. You know, like sometimes you talk in Hebrew and you think that nobody knows what you're talking about, right? You know what I mean, right? Or as you walk on the street and other people talking other languages and you really have no idea what they're talking about, you know what I mean, right? So these guys, they were big son and Seresh. They were talking in their Tarsi language, right? The truth is, it would not have been odd to have people of all sorts of different languages. It was one of the things, the Babylonians, when you got conquered by the Babylonians, so they took your elite and they brought your elite back to Babel. Their methodology was, if they could gather all of the brightest and the smartest in Babel, right, then that would make Babel the superpower, because they would have all of the smartest people from everywhere that they conquered, right? That's what the Babylonians did. So in Babel, right, now Achashverosh is Persia, right? The Persians conquered the Babylonians, right? So it's not surprising. What I'm saying is that you had people who spoke all sorts of different languages, you know, walking around in the street. That would have been expected. So they were talking this Tarsi, the Omrim, and they said, Miyom Shabazulo Rainu Shina Beinenu. They were serving Achashverosh, you know, all hours of the night, right? We don't get any sleep. So Bav and Nutil Eris, let's take some poison, Basafal, into his drink, into his bowl, I think, literally. Kidei Sheyomos, and we'll kill him. Vehein lo hayu yodin, ki Mordechai miyoshe lishkas hagazis hayev hayodei, avishivim lashon. And they didn't know that Mordechai spoke the language. He understood exactly what they were saying. Amar lo, one said to the other, v'halo mishmarti yu mishmartecha, but they said, shaveh, we said, we don't work the same shifts. How exactly are we going to pull this plot? So Amar lo, ani yeshva mishmarti mishmartecha, That's how they got caught. Mordechai told Achashverosh what was going on. They checked what they were. One of them was not in the right post. They weren't in the right place, and that's how they got. That's how they got caught. Acharad v'maile, after these things. So after Big Son and Seresh, that's when Haman ascends to the power. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Achar Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Refuah Lamake. Right, once God had already created the cure, meaning once Mordechai was already in the good book, because they say now Haman could rise to power. But Haman did not rise to power until after the seeds that would bring about the redemption had already been planted. Because God, before he does punishment for the Jewish people, he plants first the seeds for the salvation that will take place after. But with the other nations of the world, it doesn't necessarily work that way. God can first bring the punishment, and then develop a salvation later. Back to the Megillah, that Lishlach Yabim Mordechai Levado, sorry, that Haman, it was spies. Thank you, good translation. In Haman's eyes, just to kill Mordechai. So Amar Rava, betchila b'Mordechai levado. Originally, Haman really was just going to kill Mordechai. Livasov bi'am Mordechai umanu rabbanon. And then he decided not just Mordechai, but Mordechai's cronies, the rabbis, all of Mordechai's friends, and all, yeah, his whole chemer. Livasov b'chol ha'yudim, and then all of the Jews. So it was like a progression in Haman's thought process. Now he built poor huagorom. Haman draws his lots to decide when he's going to kill the Jews. Tana, Kevon Shenofa Pur Bechodesh Adar, Sameach Simcha Gedola. When the lots fell on Adar, so that made Haman very happy. Omar, he said, Nofali Pur Beyerech Shemespo Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. So he thought that was a bad month for the Jews. And he didn't realize that not only did Moshe die in that month, but he was also born in that month. So the month is troubling, but is also uplifting. So the month wasn't as bad as he thought that it was. Yeshno Amechad. Now Haman comes to the king, and Haman says to the king, there's this people, I want to kill them. So Amar Rava, Leika de Yada Lishna Bishak Haman. Haman was a talker. He knew how to talk badly and to get people to join his cause. Haman was the best. Haman was the best at getting people to rally around, you know, to talk badly about other people. Oh, stop it. Omar Le, right? Haman said to Achashverosh, Sa Nichlinu. He said, let's kill them. Omar Le, Mistafina Mielokav, Delola Ovid Bi, Kido Ovid Bi Kamai. Achashverosh said, no, I don't want to mess with God. You know, you remember, right? Achashverosh, we learned, took over, you know, not that long after Belshazzar. And you remember Belshazzar, we learned the Gemara, Belshazzar calculated the 70 years of exile, and Achashverosh was calculating 70 years of exile. Belshazzar died after he used it. So it's not crazy that Achashverosh might have had this thought, I don't want to mess. You know, like, it's going good, right? The 70 years Achashverosh thought had already passed, you know, and we still got it, you know, but I don't need to start up. I don't need to stoke the coals. So I don't want to do it. So Amar Le, Yeshno min ha-mitzvah. So Haman said, no, the Jews, they don't keep the mitzvahs anymore. Used to have merit. They don't keep the mitzvahs anymore. And if the Jews are not keeping the mitzvahs, then we're okay. So Amar Le, Yisbehu Rabbanan. Achashverosh, yeah, but they have the rabbis. So they still have some people who aren't keeping the mitzvahs. Amar Le, Amechad. Haman said, yeah, but it's one nation. So if there's people who are dragging the rabbis down, they're going to drag the rabbis down. You're still going to be able to get them. So Shema Tomar, Korcha and Yosef Machusecha. And maybe you'll think, Achashverosh, that, you know, like the Jews all live in one place. And if we, you know, if we kill them, then there's going to be this uninhabited, you know, part of your kingdom. So that's why Haman said they're spread out. They're all over. They're not in one place. Shema Tomar Ishano Aminayu. So maybe you'll say, yeah, but they're good for us to have the Jews. So Mefurad, he says. That's what Haman says. Kifreda Zu She'eno Oseperos. That's like a mule, Freda. They don't produce anything. The Jews don't produce. The Shema Tomar Ika Midinosa Minayu. And maybe you'll think that, you know, there's a whole Jewish province. Achashverosh, 127 provinces. If I kill the Jews, I'll lose a province. I'll only have 126. Now they're all over the place. They don't live in one place. And their rules are different from everybody else. They won't even eat our food. And they won't marry our ladies. And they won't take our ladies to marry them. They're entirely separate from us. And they don't do the laws of the king. That's amazing, right? They're always taking off from work. Oh, it's Shabbos today. I'm not coming in. It's Pesach tomorrow. I'm not coming in. There's a holiday of Shavuos. It's a Sukkot holiday. I'm not coming in. I said, what kind of these people? They don't do anything. That's Haman said to Ahasuerus. It's amazing, right? And for the king, there's no reason to keep them around. They eat, they drink, and they mock the king. If a fly would fall into a Jew's cup, you know, like Pyro Melech Mitzrayim, you know, right? So he would take the fly out and he'd drink it. That's the halacha, by the way. If you find one fly in your soup, you know, or in your punch, remember that in camp, you know, right? So you could take the fly out and you can drink the rest. But Vimadoni Amelech no gab a koso. But if the king would pick up the cup, shalech amen, from one of the Jews, chopso bakarkovino should say you wouldn't drink it. Yeah, you nesech. It was embarrassing. You know, he's talking badly about the Jews. Vimadoni Amelech no gab. Oh, I read that part already. Sorry. Imal Amelech tov, if it's good in the eyes of the king, you could save labadam. So let's get rid of the Jews. Saras alafim kikar kesef, and I, Haman, will pay 10,000 kikar kesef to the king. By the way, does anybody know where he was going to get that money from? He was going to take it from the Jews. Yeah, this played itself out throughout history. Let's kick the Jews out, or let's kill them, and then take all their stuff. Right? Of course he was going to take that money from the Jews. This is not a new story. It's an old story. He says, let's get rid of the Jews and HaKashvish. There's going to be a lot of money in it. We'll confiscate all of the Jewish money, all of their property and everything. And there'll be a lot of money for you, HaKashvish. So I'm a Reish Lakish Kalev Yadul if name Mishan Amar Vahyo Lopshas and Haman Lishkosh Kalam Al Yisrael. God knew that Haman was going to pay money or offer money to kill the Jews. Therefore, God put our shekel, our paying of our shekel, before Haman's shekel. Did not. On the first of Adar, they make announcements to start collecting the machzis ha-shekel. So we pay the machzis ha-shekel in the beginning of the month of Adar. Haman was going to pay money to kill the Jews at the end of Adar. So we get our shekel in first, so that the merit of us paying machzis ha-shekel funded the korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash. They didn't have Beit HaMikdash when Haman was alive, but the merit that we pay the machzis ha-shekel, right, stood for us in the days of Haman. The Hakesep Nasun Lach, the Ha'am Lasos Boka Tobe Necha. Achashverosh said, listen, I don't want the money. I don't want the money. You can kill the Jews, but I don't want the money. That's what Achashverosh told Haman. He was not going to take the money. Right? So Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, Mashod Achashverosh or Haman. You know what Achashverosh and Haman are like? Lamar Daradovra. What is it like? L'shnei b'nei Adam, like two guys. L'echad ha'yelo tel b'soch sadeh. One guy's got a big mound, a big pile of dirt, you know, in his field. And the other guy's got a big ditch in his field. Bal Charetz Omer, the guy with the big ditch, he used to say, me tainly tail, Zebadomim. If only I could buy that guy's mound from him. He's got all that extra dirt, right? Then I can fill in my ditch. Bal Tail Omer, the guy with the big mound, he used to say, me tainly Charetz Zebadomim. If only I could pay that guy who's got the big ditch to take all of this dirt off of my field, you know, then I'd be in good shape. One day they got together. The guy with the ditch said to the guy with the mound, you know, let me buy, sell me your dirt. He said, no, take it for free. Please, please take it. Right? That's like Haman Achashverosh. By the way, when you read the Megillah, you don't necessarily get the impression that Achashverosh is such a bad dude. You know what I mean? You get the impression that Haman is a bad guy, and Achashverosh sort of goes along with it. When you read the Gemara, you really get the impression that Achashverosh is a bad guy, and he's really in on it, which is not necessarily so surprising to us, because at the time when the Megillah was written, Haman was dead, but Achashverosh was still the king. So not necessarily so surprising that the way the Megillah is written presents that the Haman is really the bad guy and Ahasuerus is really the good guy, but the rabbinic tradition behind the scenes, you know, is informing us that Ahasuerus was not just a good guy. Let's read a little bit more. Let us learn a little bit more. Vayosar Hamelech es Tabato, the king took his ring off of his finger and he gave it to Haman. Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, this is an amazing Gemara. Gedola Hasaras Tabas Yosem Arbar Mush. The Ahasuerus taking his ring off of his finger and giving it to Haman was more powerful than 48 prophets and 7 prophetesses. Lady prophets, right? That God sent to the Jewish people. Shekulan lo hechzirun lamutav. Ve'ilu asaras hatabas hechziratan lamutav. Because all of the prophets, they came to the Jews, didn't work. They didn't listen. It doesn't mean they didn't listen at all, but not to the same degree as when Ahasuerus gave Haman the ring, and all of a sudden we were in peril. So all of this mass teshuva that took place. So that was as great as all of the prophets that came their way. It's an interesting idea, saying we don't have Nevuah anymore, you know. But maybe God speaks to us still through events like Ahasuerus and Haman, and we gotta try to see that in that kind of light. Okay, we'll stop over here on your Yodal Amar Aleph.